Steve, thank you so much for that nice overview of the historical aspects of this. I want to just make a point here that what's good for the gander is not necessarily good for the goose in this respect. We have a similar revolution that has taken place. And in fact, I would submit that the precise thing that has happened with the male voice in the days of Dupre has happened with the female voice in transitioning to the belt in the 20th century with Ethel Merman and others, and the others who testify to that. And so here we see that more chess-like quality coming in at higher pitches.
Yep.
But if you were to use the same pedagogy of the lowered larynx and the expanded widened pharynx for the belt voice, you'd be going in the opposite direction of where you want to go.
Right.
So it just points out that the same acoustically effect can often be achieved, but they must be tailored to the gender and to the individual.
Well, I certainly believe that it's tailored to style.
And to style, yes.
That part I would agree with. I would not agree with that it's a gender thing. As a matter of fact, I have one of my doctoral students here with me, Kristen Wunderlich, who's a soprano. And when Kristen and I first started working together, she was suffering under this high laryngeal posture to the point where her voice just simply would not sing out above an F sharp or a G. And, you know, it took us a couple of years of very hard work to kind of retrain that mechanism, but to great success. I mean, her voice is speaking out beautifully. It's an opulent sound. And but nobody had caught the fact that the larynx was rising. You know, a number of teachers in our history, you know, had not caught this because we're just not used to thinking about it, especially for women, maybe for our necktie tenors. But in our sopranos, we're not used to thinking about it. And but I agree, and I said early on that
it's all about the reinforcement that you get from the vocal track with the source, and that arranges itself somewhat differently depending on what style you sing.
Yeah,
and what your whole architecture is.
Absolutely, I agree.
So I think somebody trying to do a belt sound with a lowered larynx and a widened pharynx, I think would have a big problem.
Right. Yeah, I said early in my talk that this was just for Western tradition, classical art, song, and opera.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And I understand the difference. I think we get that. So thank you, though. That's a good point.